Well, the thing is with the internal tuner is it's only good for so much. Most of the time, those are really only capable of tuning an antenna, you know, that's outside of 3-to-1. If you cut your antenna just right, that's probably going to be fine, especially if you do, like, an end-fed half-wave or an off-center-fed. Once you start doing, like, random wire or if you start doing loops and stuff, you really want an external tuner to kind of tune it in on those oddball bands, like, 17 and 24 meters. Or not 24 meters, but 12 meters. I think that's like the 24 megahertz range or something like that. Just below 25 meg. Most internal tuners don't really like tuning up there on antennas that are tuned for, you know, the typical bands like 10, 15, 17, and 20, and 30, and heck, even 60. 60 meters is an oddball band. And I've always had to have an external tuner that's capable of tuning a wet noodle in order to tune up on that band.